Mechokosai. The Pasuk starts off Mechokosai, Kelechu, Vasir Tzvoisai, Tishmoyer, Vasisam Oysam. So there's sort of a stir in the Pasuk itself. Chukos are something that are Lamayla Masecha, like it says, and Halicha implies a something that has seichel. I mean, whenever you jump, it means there were no steps in the way. You just move from point A to point B, and there's no real continuum. So something that's l'mailo min haseichel is always called a dilug or a kfitza. Something that is with seichel, and it's almost when I want to explain something to somebody, I say, okay, let's go step by step. Let's go point by point. So halicha always is a point by point or step by step, and choik is something that requires a leap. What steps are there in choik? I mean, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu said, and that's that. There's no lumdus in it. Secondly, it says benasati gishmeichem beitom. So Rashi says b'shosh shein derech me'odom lotzeis kigoyin b'leila shabbosis. I mean, who the pashta shad is? We mispalo for gshom beitom. That there's a zman that needs kshamim. The fields need it during the winter, and faket in the summer it's not good. It's a klala. So the venasati kshamim beitom. What's wrong with it? Meaning in the winter when the karka needs it, which is really the hemshech of the rest of it. It's also strange. I mean, you're talking about something that is terribly important to have it at the right time. If it's in the winter, it's a big siman bracha and you need it. And if it's in the summer, it's a siman klala and it's not good. So instead, Rashi learns that it's talking about leila shabbosis, that she'ein derech me'odom lotzeis. I mean, very nice. It's some sort of minor discomfort. But, how do you tell a whole parasha on something that's relatively minor? There's a chazal over here, a very famous chazal. It says, "Im chukayse telechu." Ahudach siv. There's a pasuk in Tehillim. Chashavti drochai. I thought about where to go. Vashiva ragde eloi dasecha. And I turned, and my feet turned to your edus. Omer David. David Melch said, "Ribbono shelam. Chol yoyim v'yoyim isi mechashei v'oimer. L'mokum plain l'beis dira plain sen herlech." Every day I said to myself, I started the day, I said, I'm going to go to this place or to this house. And instead, my feet would bring you to Beis Medrash. That my feet turned to your edus. Lechur, there's something here. It's a priestess in David. What a person thinks and what a person wants to do is really the person. The raglayim, or the feet of the person, is what a person does absentmindedly. The word habit comes from the word regel, hergel. It means something a person does without even thinking about it. So what was David HaMelech saying? David HaMelech was saying that I really want to do other things, but I just by force of habit that I go to shul. It's not chshivas. He's saying, this is the key of the pasuk. If you want to know a practical description of Mechukayse Telechu, take David HaMelech. It seems here, kilu, that it was a big deal, but it was just that David HaMelech had gotten in the habit of coming to shul at yeshiva, so he kept that way. Secondly, also the Zeluma Zeh is strange. Mela, if a person would say he wanted to go to Tanugas of this world and instead he went to the Beis Medrash, or the person said he wanted to go to business or to the fields to work and instead he goes to Beis Medrash. So we hear the sharpness of the Zeluma Zeh. I mean, Lemokam Ploino Lebeis Dira Ploinis Anehoile. I'm going to a specific place at a specific apartment versus going to the Batikasiyas Batimadoshes. It's hard to get a feel over here that there's any. They're not Zeluma Zeh. I mean, going to the apartment is Yitzhahara, it's Kineged Talmud Torah. How does it fit in with the Inyan of Chashavti Drochai? It's strange. It's not. It should have, either if you wanted to give a sharp contrast, they should have said they want to do something either bad, or he wanted to do something with der Acheretz, like working and so on. And contrast that with Beis Medrash. Stira plainness and Makom plainness doesn't seem to be quite a sharp contrast. Okay, let's go a little bit into an inyan here that's a more subtle inyan. That's an important inyan, a kolistic inyan. The musig of a klal. There's a halacha. In Mishnayos you find a lot of times zeh klal, kol she this or this, so on and so forth. It's quite a frequent, a frequent phrase in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Erevin says that Amar Vichna ein lemeidin min haklolus afilu b'mokum shenem achutz. That if the Mishnah uses a klal, then you can't learn from the klal, even if the Mishnah says klal and then says chutz. Which is strange. L'chura, that seems to be defeating the purpose of a klal. A klal is meant to condense all the rules into one rule, and instead of carrying around 20 rules, I have one big rule. If you can't learn from the klal, so what's the point of the klal? I mean, the Gemara uses it sometimes as a ribui, klal asuyamai. So fine, do you mean to say that the only purpose of a klal is to be marbe one halacha? So say the halacha. I mean, a klal sounds bombastic. Klal, this is the klal, and I'm telling you, that it sounds like it's a big thing. And then we say, you can't learn any halachas from it. You can't pass any halachas from it whatsoever. And why does the Mishnah have it? To be marbe maybe one halacha. It's strange. Bifrat, that the Gemara does seem to indicate that there is an inyan to learn klalos. The Gemara says, it's a medrash in Azino, that says, la'ulam, a person should be machnis the Torah klalim. It says that to remember a person should have klalim. V'chulu, there are a lot of lashonis where Amar Rav Akiva zekal gadol b'Torah, and someone argues on him and says, zekal yosi gadol b'Torah. There's klolim seem to be the right direction how to learn Torah. So why is it that ein lemeidim haklolos? It's in ein lemeidim haklolos. It seems to be that there's a pchisus in the klal. Let's understand an important inyan about klal prat. It says Rabbi Akiva was the one who, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara Shkolim, that says Rabbi Akiva used to learn Torah. It says his chshivas was that he learned Torah klolim upratim. And so there's a pirish on Shkolim from the Goins of Talmud, the Takna Charetin from Sol Shklov. He says that Rabbi Akiva learned Torah klolim upratim. Where do you see that he learned Torah Pratim? You see that he was Dairish all the Tagin and the Torah. I don't remember the Lashon if it was Ben. It's because he was, or Vizel Inyan, I think it says that he was a Ben Gerim. Because the fact that he was a Ben Gerim, that's why he was Dairish Tagin Shabbat Torah, and that's why he needed a special effort. He learned klolim upratim. That's the way it says. It says also there's a machloikas, a famous machloikas of Rabbi Akiva in the previous sedra, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says klolim and pratim were given in Sinai, and Rabbi Shmuel says klolim were given in Sinai, pratim and al-moyed, and Rabbi Akiva says no, klolim upratim were given in Sinai. So Rabbi Akiva is the one that is oimid on the fact that klolim and pratim go together, and he's the murder shmeitzer that darshan klal uprat, and b'meilu we can stolzach too. The Gemara over there in Shkolim is speaking about reaching that madrega. It's a dover that needs to be understood. In the there's a mistake in our understanding of the musik of klal is a toz. a klal doesn't mean a way to substitute for a lot of small halachas a large halacha. Klal is the larger framework for halachas on a higher darga, meaning the prat is, let's say, technically how to do it, and the klal is conceptually how to do it. The klal uprat is a mahalach of ke'ilu, klal is a yama gadol, and the prat comes out from the klal. Now, the klal cannot be used as a prat. For instance, let's say a person learns, let's take an example. A person learns taima mitzvahs. The tam is a klal. It may not always be appropriate as a prat. For instance, if a person tells you the klal gadol of the world is lehetiv im abriyos, but you can't take it and apply it as a prat. I mean, you have to give a bensoy amar skila. You have to give a person malchus for eating a kezias in nevela. When you use a klal as a prat, it's wrong. Because the klal is telling you, it's giving you the information on a different order than the prat. The prat is telling you in the Olam HaMaisa how to do it. How does one do this? How does one do this? The klal is giving you an understanding that's higher than that. So lehetiv lemoshel is the klal gadol. It's the yama gadol of all of Torah, and that's why lemoshel, Rabbi Akiva said ze klal gadol b'Torah v'haftarecha kamoicha. But if you try to apply it, there's a person that's a mitzvah l'soinai. There's a person that is like we said, a ben soira mer that you give skila, a mamza that you can't marry. There are 1,001 in Yonim that if you just take the klal and use it as a prat, then you're wrong. And that's the yisosifiv of the people that are oike Torah. When people use v'afrech kameicha as psak halacha, then it's wrong all the way. And there's prat and there's klal. Impratim has its own way of its own structure, and the klal has a different structure. So the metzias of klal or prat is two different levels of halacha. Let's understand it with one more nekuda. Klal is the Torah as it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's point of view. It's the perspective from Lamala. Like a person who is on top of a Lamashal, a person, let's say, is hovering on a plane on top of a city or village. So he sees the layout extremely well. But they're not exact directions for the person on the ground. Maybe he can see that walking up this street, going down that street, and going up the other street gets him to that place. But when you're on the ground, there's different shikulim. This place has potholes, this place is this place has that, this place is one way. It's two different. In a certain sense, the one on top sees it much better, and he has the overall picture. And yet, there's in the Olam of Pratim, it's different. So, in the recognition of Torah, that Torah is a klal, and that klal is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Torah as it is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person learns, what he's doing is he's drawing pratim out of that klal. He makes pratim out of it. So how do we apply it in this case, and does it apply to this case, and how is it mishtan in that case, and so on and so forth. So klal is the way the Torah is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before it comes down into the details that are apropos for our metzias, and the pratim is Torah as it comes to our mitzvahs and shalzach tzu to our pratim and pratim pratim. That is klal uprat in the inyan of Torah. In the inyan of apashat darshita. And that's why a lemedim and a klalos is not because klalim are sloppy or loose or whatever. It's because of the chshivas of klalim. it's because klolim are the overriding havana, which is not what you can use in this case. That is klal part of a specific way about dinei Torah. Then there's klal prat in hanhog of Torah in the following way. The Goyen says in Mishlei, he speaks a lot. Mishlei speaks about nesivus and orchis and drachim. There are a lot of different descriptions of routes of different mahalchim, different roads. The Goyen says that just like every, so the Goyen in Mishlei, that's above the sign, the Goyen says just like every single person's neshama is different, the tachlis of every single person is also different. And the etzim, every single person has a mahalach that is unique to him, and that's supposed to be what he's supposed to do. However, and the one who would help a person or tell a person, what exactly am I suited for? That was the Navi. The Navi was a person who would go, and a person would ask him, what exactly is my particular knech? What am I supposed to do as a prat? And the Navi would tell him, in as a prat, what he should do. The Goyen says, but today we have no nevuah. Ruach HaKodesh would do that also. But, he says, who is the person that could possibly say, is a kisi libi, that my heart is pure, and that I mamish think only Ruach HaKodesh, and there's no negias or whatever involved. So a person is safe by sticking to the klal, and that's Talmud Torah K'neged Kulam. Today, it's, and this was actually one of the shrashe machlekes between the Goyen and Chassidus, that where by Chassidim there was a feeling that you could have unique drachim in ways that sort of were outside the klal of Torah mitzvahs. The Goyen held that it's very dangerous because you mix in one kav, one tiny drop of shalei lishma or not by madrega, whatever it is, and then you mamish, you know, yotzim in a klal. So b'meila the Goyen writes that the right thing to do is to stick to the klal gadol and into the general klal of Torah and mitzvahs, Torah specifically. That becomes the mahalach klal of everyone. I'd be as goyim. So Goyen, that's the way the Goyen said. But anyway, in avoda there's an avoda pratis for a person. Everybody is different, and so on. And everybody has his knage. But even for the person who has his special knage, which everyone does have, there's an avoda to do. You're supposed to do what you, in particular, are good at, best at, meant to do, destined to do, and so on. That's one point. But a person has to always be mevatlit to the larger klal. The problem is, if the person cuts down avoda to his mitzias, then the whole avoda is cut down to size. Then it's only as big as him. That's why the person has to keep balancing. On the one hand, the person is doing what he's supposed to do by from prati. On the other hand, he's mevatlit always to the zeh klal gadol. He's always umul on how to get it to the klal gadol. The Chiddush HaRim says, that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Im ein anili mili, ukshani la'atzmi moani. In other words, the first half is if a person doesn't do his particular avoda, then the person himself no one else can do it. Im ein anili mili is there is no person that can step into my shoes for the avoda I was done. So if a person doesn't do that mitzvah, then he's that part is gone. That chelik of the bria is not metukin. Like the Rambam says, passing halacha, if a person has a choice between Talmud Torah or a mitzvah she'i efsha laso yisa yedei acherim, that no one else can do it. In other words, if that mitzvah is unique to me, if this is my mitzvah, then it's doicha. Talmud Torah is the klal gadol. But a pratistic mitzvah lemaisa is doicha the klal. So whenever im eina nili, if I will not take care of myself of that which is to me, that chelik is me, there's nobody else mili. There's no one else that can shtal zuchzu. But kishanila atzmi mo ani, is the person himself, if he cuts it, if the person cuts himself away from avoid the vayim klali. In other words, his going to a prat becomes a nituk from the klal gadol, then he's nothing. The lashon is half low fella. Im eina nili mili is a prat. Who is the one mili? Who is the one that can do that which is for me? So we're talking about pratim. Me is the prat. Mili, who? There is no other prat that can fit my prat avoda. Ukshalalnila atzmi, and if I cut myself off and I'm only focused on my chelik, mo'ani means I become worthless. Just like a river that becomes cut off from the source dries out, it becomes nothing, it loses its head. There is it has no metzias. Mo'ani means I am of no substance. I lose my metzias. So this is mili and this is mo'ani. So the Chiddushim says that in avoda it's always a balance between doing that which is particular to the person and being misbattled to the klal gadol of kol ha'teira kula. That's the pshat in mechukoisei teileichu. The choik, the chelik of Torah that's mishpat, a person can understand, so to speak, completely from the beginning to the end. So be'etzem, that itself is a mahalach that is finite. It ends at a certain point, and it doesn't. It's not be'etzem mitzad Torah shabbat. It's not mechaber the person to the. It's not mechaber the person to the makor and to the sheirish. Choyk is the chelik of Torah. It's incorrect, and it's far. We'll say it's incorrect to teach choyk as a chelik of Torah, where a person is, where a person does not understand at all. I mean, paraduma. We do have reasons for paraduma. We do have certain havanas. There are a lot of topics, a lot of things a person learns, where they are not fully understood, but the person has a certain mahala. One thing we understand is this is going like this, this is going like this. It's possible to gain and conquer bit by bit of things that are beklaliyusam not understandable and beprotiyusam yes understandable. So choik is a chelik of Torah where the klal and the prat coexist. The klal is above me, and that's why it's always a klal. It's ein lemeidim imenu. I don't have a tfisa on the klal in a way that I can say, the klal can be used for pratis din yarem. The klal is not a kitzur shacharuch, and the klal shabadov is not even a tam atayra. It's not a ramban either. It's not a chinuch either. It's above all of it. It's a kadosh baruch hu, and yet I can keep conquering piece after piece. The person who learns paraduma and understands it understands much more than I do. You can be toifus a certain chelik of pratim. So in mechukoisei teleichu is in the mahalach that a person can that a person can keep going and keep the balance between klal and prat is in mechukoisei teleichu. The person is omul, and therefore he moves a step and another step and another step, but he's always aware that it's coming from the Yama Gadol, from the Klal, that he can't be Taifas, that he can't conquer. That's the Pshat in Dovr HaMelech, the Sfasema says. In Dovr HaMelech, when he said, Chashav Hidrochai, it's the Lashon is so Niflidik Meduyuk. It says, Hoyisi Mechashe Ve'oime Limokoim Ploini Ulebeis Dira Ploinis Ani Hoylech. A base medrash and a base knesses is a mokom kloli for everyone. The tzibur learns in a base medrash. The tzibur davens in a base knesses. Dira ploinis and mokom ploini are places that are pratim, that pratistic places. He wasn't talking about he had a struggle between going to a game or going to the base medrash. And Dovra Melech says, somehow I ended up in base medrash. He's talking about Dovra Melech was balancing two mahalchim. He was balancing the mokrim ploini and base dira ploini. Beistira Ploini, if like the Chazal, the Sashon brings, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Osad Lasso is Mother, the Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Every Tzadik has a Dira Ploini in Olam Haba, because every Tzadik had a Protistic Avodah that he excelled in. So he had a struggle between those two. And it says, Ragla Holchus, the Batkin Sis, Bat Medrashis. It's more than, it wasn't the Pshat, one was preferred over the other. The Inyonim that are protistic to every person, he needs das for them. He needs to think about them. He needs to understand them, and he needs to think how to do it. Anything that is a private mahalach needs a tremendous amount of das and machshava to do it. So David HaMelech says there are two chelke avodah me. There's a chelik of the das and the seichel that every time you think about doing something, about going somewhere, protistic, what's my avodah, you know, if I have to do this or that, it requires an omel of seichel and gear, and when I'm oimid on what's the right thing for me to do, that's what the person does. That is the mahalach of the protis. The mahalach to the klal is a mahalach of his batlus automatic. The same person who thinks about amuna and is omel on it and comes up with inyonim amukim has to have in himself an instinct for kedusha, but raglis malichas I see. But my default setting is in the klal. The chelik of me that's meant to find a special tam and a special knech and a special havana, that chelik is where my das was given for, and that's what I use my das for. But the person's backbone, the person's automatic, his default setting, is supposed to be ragla malicha, so you say about the concierge of Dutchess. I have the same hagosha of emuna and pashtas that the pashta yid has, because that's mitzad the klal shebedava, mitzad klal yisrael, mitzad ze klal gadol. Mitzad, the klal of the Bria, that expresses itself in the basic instincts of a person. The pshat v'nasati gishmeichem bi'itam, the emes is like that also. The kshamim bi'itam, there's an ace, Kahela said, there's an ace for everything in the Bria. And there's 24 itois, and these are the famous, this is the chaluk of itois, lakoil ace. It's everything has an ace in the Bria. So Kshamim has its own ace. That's its own Zman. But the Chiddush is that Zman is the Prat of Geshem in the Bria. Geshem comes at a time when there's Anonim, when there's cold, when the Tevuah is being plowed. That's the Zman, that's the ace of Geshem, Likishla Atzmoy. But the klal of the Bria is not clouds, and it's not cold, and it's not tevuah. It's tzeirach adam. The Bria boy from Prati has a very specific mahalach, and real specific laws of cause and effect. But the Bria boy from Kloli is to be meshamesh to adam. Just the way it's supposed to be meshamesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the klal of the Bria. The klal is that it's mishamish, that it's the kalshav adam. So in mechukoisei telechu, if a person goes with a mahalach of an aprat, you know, if that's his mahalach, that he's going from the prat ala klal, then the bria shtalzach zu also to him. It's like all the rishonim explain that these are not rewards, but it's the pshat that the bria will not get in his way. It's nature won't present obstacles, because in the pratiya shebedava, nature has nothing to do with a person. And it has its own chayk, and regardless of whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable for the person, nature does what it's supposed to do, built on its own pratistical laws. But when a person shtelzach tzu from prat to klal, so the teva shtelzach tzu also from prat to klal. The seder, right, this is the right time for geshem mitzad the weather conditions. But people are going to base medrash now. This is not the time for geshem. The klal is, everything was l'shamesh adam, and it's not the zmanfit. So the Bria also, it takes its protim and shtalzach tzu to the klal. Rabbi Akiva was a ben gerim, and he was derish the tagim A ger is called the word ger, the Venezia says, comes from the word gargir, which means a lone grain, a lone seed, anything which is tiny in its own right, gargirei choil, or anything which is tiny and alone and lost in as a prat is called a gargir. A ger is midat loshen, because a ger is someone that has no, you know, he has no sheirish. So Reb Akiva, on the one hand, Reb Akiva had the special ability to be oimid on the tagin of Torah, which are the etzem, the gargirim of Torah. This is the pratim of Torah. So he was koishik sharm for every single tag. On the other hand, Reb Akiva was the zeklal gadol b'Torah, because it's a very dangerous avoda to find the pratim of Torah without being me'achadet with the klolim of Torah. Reb Akiva was the one that on the one hand was derish tagging of the Torah, on the other hand it's zeklal gadol. Reb Akiva is the one that says that pratim and klolos were given me Sinai, because that is his mitzias. He heard that the pratim and the klolos don't go separate. There's a pasuk in Tehillim which also sort of gives the two mahalchim. It says ki im b'toyros Hashem cheftzoi uv'toyrosa yege. The Gemara darshins, how do you know that a Talmud Chacham can be mevatar on his covet, can be meichel on his covet? Because it says toyrosoi, it became toyra delay. But the pasuk says b'toyros Hashem cheftzoi uv'toyrosa yege. In the perspective of what's beyond me? Where's the klal gadol? Where's the reservoir? That's Teiras Hashem, and the only and that's not shayach to understanding. That's shayach to cheftzai. As I draw into my seichel chalokim of it, it becomes Teiras Soy Yege. I make it into mine, and it's shayach tfisa, seichel, havana, amelos, all those inyanim. So there's always a balance between the person drawing from, you know, he's aware of the yama gadol, that's the klal gadol, and that is beyond him, and that the person can only shalzach tzu with ratzon, and then there's what he's able to take with a seichel and bring down. There's a very very deep ramami panu. Niflu Admoid. Ramami Panu was from the second Darim Kabbalah, if you want to call it. He was a giant in Nigla. He also wrote Sfarim, in Gemara and Alach and Shuvis. But Ramami Panu is very famous, and he wrote Sfarim that became very chashuv. One of them is Asar Mamaris. And over there in Asar Mamaris, he explains the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Behem. One of the things he does, one of the halakim of it, explains Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Behem, and he explains it with the pnimius of it. In other words, explains a little bit the toichen of it, more than just the dry drash that you're asking for. Explains a little bit the klal of it. So he says, he speaks about the midas of klal uprat uklal, and klal uprat, prat uklal. So he says over there, one of the nekudas he says is that in the tension between yediya and bechira, the real havana is, the first thing is mishabech the Rambam, but he says klal yediya is mitzad klal, bechira is mitzad prat. We've once spoken about it a few times, but I'll give you a little bit of his knach. In other words, wherever a person, when he's focused on his particular time, his particular place, and his particular choice, that's Bechira. So avoida in a lemaisidic sense, when it's focused on the prat, that's kuloi b'chira, that's maisa adam. In the kololiyus, the more you go to the klala bria, everything is everything that's happened went b'daita of Ritzoni Yisbara. So he's mechalik in klalo prat. There's the klalo prat is yedi and b'chira, and there's a relationship between the two. And he explains much more in Yonah, but just taking out this nekuda, that in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yediyah is shoylet on klal, and a person's tfisa and avoida is focused on prat. Linyaneinu, there's a few. First of all, in a very practical way, a person, especially a person who's not a bal avoida and just content to swim with the hamoin, whatever that hamoin does, he does as well. So that person is not, I mean, he's not going to get any proud of it. But a person who is a bal avoida or ben aliyah, b'derech kol has found a particular knesh that's his. This is my particular knesh. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is where I'm different. This is my particular accomplishment. On a very practical level, a person always has to interact though with the klal as well. In other words, the bate medrashos and bate knesios and the dira pratis and makom pliny have to go together. There's a ration, there's a sefer. There's my particular knesh that I have to think and ask about and be very careful and cautious with, and yet that's the person's avoda and that's his atzlocha. And on the other hand, I have to be somewhere along the line the chelik of the ragla. I have to bring you back to Beis Medrash. That's on a very practical level. A little more on a subtle level, even klali, a person with avoda that doesn't include one of those two loses itself. A person that lives with the klal, doesn't live with prat, amelus is the process, amelus b'tayr is the process of you're aware that there's a klal and you bring it down to pratim. If a person would not understand, would not have the tfisa of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's diburim are a klal gadol, that then the person wouldn't have the cheshik to go and to make pratim out of them. You know, it's fine. This is what he said. This is what it says. It's a person who reads something is willing to take it at the surface reading. Then that's it. So the pshat is the person has no, because he doesn't think there's more behind it. So without knowing that there's something more behind it, on the other hand, just to have a vague idea is not right either. That's ein lemedim naklolos, and that's not called limud. Limud is the process where the person recognizes the roichav and oimek of the inyan, and the person is omol and yageya to bring it out into lemaisa, and that becomes an endless process. That's like the process of chukrese telechu. The person, the road is endless, and yet the person really walked. The person can measure how far he walked. That is. How Avodas Hashem becomes continuous. The parasha speaks about when it spirals out, when it you know how it dies out and how it continues. A person has the tefisa that on the one hand it's b'teiras Hashem cheftzai. The tshuka and the rotzen is because there's always ahead of him. It's teiras Hashem, and yet the person knows that his particular avodah is to take it and b'teiras soyeg.
Yeah. About David, that going to the Raglayim is kind of like a habit. So
yeah.
How does that fit in?
A habit is the klal, it's like a default setting. You go back to, you know, a person, you don't have to think when you...